Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We're learning Maseches Chulin, Nefkuf Yud Gimel. This is the second shiur on the blunt. We're going to start the sugya of the drashas of Basa B'Cholav. What midrash is considered Basa L'Gamib Basa B'Cholav? What's considered Cholav L'Gamib Basa B'Cholav V'Chuli? The Mishnah, it's at the end of Kuf Yud Gimel, and Aleph starts, Basa behemet tahira b'cholav behemet tahira. If you have basa of a behemet tahira, which includes a shar, a eiz, and a keves, a cattle, sheep, and goats, with milk of those three species, there's an isser bishul, there's also an isser hana, and of course there's an isser achila. A basa behemet tahira b'cholav behemet tmeya. If you have basa from cattle, sheep, or goats, which is tar, and you have milk from a behemoth tmeya, like a chazer, a horse, a camel, whatever it is, or you have basa behemoth tmeya, the meat of a pig, or a camel, or a horse, b'chala behemoth tmeya, and milk of a cattle, sheep, or goats, muta levashel, it's muta to cook it, umuta bana, and it's muta bana, there's no isa basa b'chalav. And like Rashi points out, you can't say mutter ba'achila because it's anyway asa ba'achila because you're not allowed to eat neither the basa nor the cholav of a behemoth tmei midiraisa. Then the Mishnah brings Rabbi Akiva that says, chayav ve'oif eina min ha'teira. If you cook the basa of a chaya, like a deer, an antelope, v'chuli, or the basa of an oif, a chicken, or any other type of kosher bird, in milk, and Rabbi Kiveka points out, who had in the milk of a chaya, Lefi Rabbi Kiva, would also not be minatera. Shenem le sevashel gedi b'chalav imay. It says, le sevashel gedi b'chalav imay gimel pamim. It says it three times. The word gedi three times is being memayed a chaya and a oif and a bay mitmeya. The Gemara goes through the drashas more, but that's what it says in the Mishnah, that the three gedis are memayed these three species. A chaya, oif, and bay mitmeya. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, "Namalei sechel kol nevela, v'namalei sevashel gedi b'chalav imay." In the same pasuk, that it says the issa nevela, it says the sevashel gedi b'chalav imay, which teaches you esha asa mishum nevela asa levashel b'chalav, and that tells you that a chaya is asa levashel b'chalav. So you're not allowed to be mevashel lechaya midereisa in chalav. Yachol. Oif, she'asim shem nevela, yachol ye'asim levashel b'cholav. You would think also maybe an oif, it's also asim shem nevela. So it'd be an isid deraisa to cook oif in cholav. Tamalayim b'chalav imay. It says in the pasuk b'chalav imay, in the milk of its mother. Yatsa oif, she'aim l'cholav aim. That excludes oif, it doesn't have milk from its mother. Adkan the Mishnah. So there's a machlokes rishonim. Is there three shitas in the Mishnah or two? Because Tosfos says that the Tanakama holds that Basar Oif midrabbanan is asa min ha'teira, even though it says Basar behema teira, but including in that is Chaya and Oif, because only Rabbi Kiva darshins the three Yidis, and he says that the Tanakama would hold of the drasha of Esha asa mishin nevela asa levashel b'cholav, even though the Pasuk says Gedi, but Leisaychel kol nevela would tell you without any miut that anything that's asa mishum nevela is asa levashel b'cholav. So lefi zeh, there are three shitas. The Tanakama only is memayit behemet tmeya. Rabbi Kiva is memayit all three. Oif, chaya, and behemet tmeya. And Rabbi Yosef Glili is memayit two things. Oif and behemet tmeya, and chaya he holds as deraisa. And the Gemara, a little bit in Amud Beis, but much more on Kuf Tev Zayin, goes through the different drashas according to the Tanon. But the Rosh says that the Rif, and who are in the Rambam, they pass him like Rabbi Akiva. That both Chai and Oif are not Minatayr. So the Rosh says, it must be that the Rif didn't understand the mission like Tesis. It must be the Rif didn't hold that there was a Tanakama in the Mishnah, a third Shita. Because if there's a Tanakama, the Tanakama is considered the Rabbim, that's considered the Stam Mishnah. And then Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Seglili are the Yechidim. And Allah Rabbi Kiva mechavei roi, avaloi mechavei rov. You wouldn't pass him like Rabbi Kiva connected the Tanakama. So if the Tanakama would hold that Eif and Chaya would be the Raisa, that would be the Psak Halacha. And the fact that the Rif the Rosh says, and the Chayyur who would in the Rambam, Paskin like Rabbi Kiva, it must be the held that in the Mishnah there's no other Shita. Tanakhana is just saying halacha which everyone agrees to, that Behemet Tmeya, Basa Behemet Tmeya, and Chalav Behemet Tmeya is Mufka from the Issa of Basa B'Chalav. And in regard to Chay and Eif, the Mishnah only brings two Shitas. Rabbi Kiva holds that neither of them are deraisa, and it basically holds that Chay is deraisa and Eif is derabanan. So in that, they pass on like Rabbi Kiva, halacha like Rabbi Kiva mechavi rav. That's the Shitas Harash. So the Bach, in the beginning of Siman Pei Zayin, he says that following this Cheshbon, Lefi Taisis, it should come out that Basar Eif and Chaya B'Cholav is deraisa. And he also brings a Taisis earlier, and Daf Kavdal de Mebeis, the Maskal Eif Ugvina, that suggests that there was a Tani Agra that says that you could eat Eif and then Gvina, and that's because he held that Basar Eif B'Cholav is not deraisa, and we don't pass on that way, and that's why we can't eat Eif and then Gvina. So it sounds like that Taisus also holds that we don't paskin that Basar Eif B'Cholav is not deraisa, and that's why we're machmir to wait not to eat Gvina even after Basar Eif. And now it's stem with this Taisus that holds that there's a Tanakam of the Mishnah to hold that Eif and Chaya is deraisa, and that's a psak of Taisus. And Mavel the Bach says, since it's a Shaila of deraisa, so we should be machmir like Taisus to consider Eif and Chaya to be deraisa, not like the Rif and the Rambam. There's a machlokes Rishonim. But the Paiskim are not mekabel the Bach's psak, and they neman that we paskin that Eif and Chaya are not deraisa, like the Rif and the Rambam. And that din that Basar Eif is derabanan is a number of places in Shas, said B'Tayr Stam. It'd be hard to say that that's not Ka'alacha, like the Paiskim can point out. They also bring that, earlier Naf Nun Ches, Taisa seems to neman clearly that Basar Eif B'Cholav is derabanan. And that Taisa says that the Tanakama holds that Basar Eif and Chaya are deraisa is not mamish araya that we paskin that way, because the Ramban and the Rashba also discuss why did the Rambam and the Rif paskin that Eif and Chaya are derabanan. They suggest, like the Rosh, that the Tanakama of the Mishnah doesn't say anything about Eif and Chaya, and the Tanakama of the Mishnah didn't bring down the Shita that Eif and Chaya are deraisa. Memela, we could pass like Rabbi Kiva, but they say, even if not, the fact that in a number of places in the Gemara it names on that Basar Eif is derabanan, that's enough to paskin that Basar Eif is derabanan, even connected to Stam Mishnah. We don't always paskin like a Stam Mishnah. So you see clearly the Ramban and the Rif didn't have a problem paskining like Rabbi Akiva, even if they would understand the Mishnah like Taisus that the Tanakama holds that Basar Eif and Chaya deraisa. That would indicate, not like the Bach, they also, the Paiskim say that about the Taisus earlier on Kavdal and Amid Beis, that he was only saying that as it said, he didn't mean to paskin that way. And that's the das of Ruba the Ruba of the Paiskim, the Stimus of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Paiskim he signs for the Bach, Naman that way, that Basar Eif and Chaya are derabanan. And like we're saying, even if you learn the Mishnah like Taisus, you still can learn that the Psak is that it's Derabana. Now, besides for the Nafkamina, all the time, if something's Deraisa, Derabana, what you do by Sfeikis, besides for that Nafkamina La'alacha, if a Safik would be Asr or Mutter, there's also another bigger Nafkamina La'alacha, which is that most Paiskim Paskin, that any time it's Asr Midarabana, there's no Issa Bishul and there's no Issa Anah. The Issa Derabanan is Dafka the Achila. And there are some Yishenim that are Machmir, but most Yishenim hold the way. The Marit Chayin Avodah Zarah brings this. It's in Avodah Zarah Simon Tav Tav Chav Ches. And the Marit Chayin brings the Raya from the Gemara there that an Issa, that Vasa B'Cholav, that's not through Bishul, but rather through Kavish or Malicha, is not Issa B'Anah. And he says, some Adaycha the Raya, but he says, the Maisa Hamatte Banai Meichim Biyodai called Kamal Ashken Raya Lesser, and that's the Lashon in the Mardchai. The Magid Mishnah, in Perik Tas Halacha Dalad Amacholas Asuris, he brings a Yesh Eishun, but he understands the Rambam. He is learning up the Rambam, that the Rambam holds Mudd. That's the Pashtus of the Rambam. The Rambam Kamat says that Meferish, although the Bach doesn't hold that that's the Pshat in the Rambam, but it's pretty beferish in the Rambam, and even more beferish in the Pirush HaMishnah. The Pirush HaMishnah in the Rambam, it says even more clear that it's Mutta Ba'anah and Bebishul. So also in the Gaius Shri, in the last parak of Avedah Zarah, B'Shem the Arzarua, see, there's actually two cases. The Marin Chai and the Gaius Shri are talking about when it's not cooked together. So there you can't say it's Mutta Bebishul. Of course, it's also Bebishul, because when you do Bishul, that would make it Basa B'chol of Neraisa. But that's a case where you have meat of a behemoth Torah, milk of a behemoth Torah, and the question there is, it wasn't cooked together, it was just soaked together, so there's a question if it's Mutta B'hanah. And here we're discussing also, what's the din if you have Basar Oif or Basar Chaya, or other cases like Cholav Shchuta, and there the question is it Mutta B'bishul also? It's also in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel, that it's Mutta B'hanah. And this is the psak of the Mechaber in the Ramah. The Ramah says it repeatedly in Simen Pei Zayin, the Mechaber also in Simen Tzadik Aleph. And that's the psak of Reif Peskim. And Ka'omer, so this is Negeyat to the Shailif Basar Eif is the Raisu the Rabbanon, that since Reif Peskim Paskin, that Basar Eif is the Rabbanon, so we'll come at an Afkamina, that Halacha Lamaisi would be allowed to cook Basar Eif B'chalav, and also be allowed to have enough from Basar Eif cooked in Chalav. Now, Lagami the Shaila also the Bach happens to be Machmir, and the Mashal also. The Mashal doesn't understand why it would be Mechalik between Basar, Bechol of the Raisa, the Rabbanon, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun, so Avada the Dim would be that just like the Raisa is an Issa Bishl and Anah, so the Rabbanon also, Basar, Bechol of the Rabbanon also should have an Issa Bishl and Anah. But a Yais, like we're saying, the Pashas of the Rambam, not like the Bach, but the Pashas of the Elin of the Rambam, and the Mardchai, and the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Gaius Hashri B'Shem Dar Zeruah, and Kama other Rishenim, all Paskin, that it's the Rabbanan, even though there were some Rishenim quoted, that there is an Isser, but since Rei Rishenim HaMamater, so that's the Psak of the Paskin. And Abach has a Kasha, that in the beginning of the parak, the Mishnah says, "Kol ha-basar asu levashu b'cholav, chutz mi-basar dogim v'chagavim." So it says that all basi now are cooked with cholav except for dogim and chagavim. And the Gemara there says, in Kavdala Namaral, if the Ravashi says, "Kula Rabbi Kivi," this Mishnah goes to Rabbi Kiva, and it says, "Kol ha-basar asu levashu b'cholav, and now cook any basar b'cholav mehem mi-divrei Torah. Some things are also in the rice of the cook b'chalav, or mehem midivrei sefer, and some things are also in the rabbanan cook b'chalav. Chutz mivasadogim v'chagavim, she'ein alei midivrei teiva, alei midivrei sefer, milayna cook vasadogim v'chagavim, it's not the rice or the rabbanan. So Zakta Bach, l'chay, it's mefurish, that there's an issa de rabbanan to cook vasar eif b'chalav. And vasar chaya, even according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Shach answers that the Rashba there says, pshat in the Mishnah, kolav basar asu levashal b'chalav, that means to eat. That's what the Mishnah means. The reason why it says levashal is because listen to Kronokat. The Pasuk says it's levashal gadi b'chalav imay. But who and then, what the Mishnah really means is to eat. So when Rav Ashi says, that kolav basar asu levashal b'chalav mehemi divay tari mehemi divay seifrim, he means to eat. Now, the levashal means to use chalav in a recipe, to cook it, but understandably, to cook it, to eat it. It's not talking about an issa bishul, if there is an issa bishul. It means you can't use the, you can't cook with milk, and feshtetzich, it means you're cooking in order to eat. Now, I saw a very interesting shtickle tire from the Marcheshes, which we'll discuss this far also in subsequent shirim, Beis Hashem. Now, he's bothered, though, that Lamaisa, it says, kolav basar asu levashal b'cholav, and Ravashi says that means, and says in the Mishnah, chutz mivasar dogim v'chagavim, and Ravashi is learning the Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, and he says it's the Rabbanan, and how could you say when the Mishnah says, kolav basar asu levashal, that means that you're allowed to cook it, you're just not allowed to eat it. He held it was a daichik. I think the Pashup Shad in the Paiskim was like the Shach, that levashal means to use it in the recipe, like we said. But this is what the Marcheshes says. So he wants to say a hoshtikal teirim, which Beis Hashem will talk about this lumdus also in subsequent shirim, that the shaila is, what's the site of the Issa Basa B'chalav? Is the site of the Issa Basa B'chalav an Issa Achila? And the bishul is also like otu the achila. Like the Torah was so makbid on the achila that the Torah didn't even want you to cook it. Ain't like the raisa dik archoka from the achila, but the yisayin is the yisra achila. Or forget, the yisayin is the yisra bishul, He says, hey, they're wanting to cook it. And if you cooked it, it's ke'ein. Ke'ein like a knas that you can't eat it because you cooked it v'isir. Said, Lamaisa, on Kuf Yudalad, it's Mavur, if Ashi held that the Isser of Achila and Hanav Vasa B'chalav comes from the lav of Yisechel Kol Te'eva. Kol Shati Avdilcha Reib Bal Teichel. But since you did an Isser, then mainly you can't eat it. And the Gemara goes into other Isserim like Shabbos and Kalayim. Why wouldn't that also be included? But that's what Rav Ashi says. So Zak, the Mecheshes, so I was there, Rav Ashi seems to hold the Yisrael is an Isser Bishol. Leisav Ashi means Bishol. And the Isser Achila comes because you were over on the Isser Bishol. You can't have a Noah from this Isser Bishol that you did. Now, Shengen, if you learn the other pshat, that of course says like Savashal three times, one for Bishol, one for Achila, one for Anon, and in fact, the way the Rambam explains it in Perek Tes, the beginning of Perek Tes, Los Mechal Sesuris, and the Torah says like Savashal, the Torah didn't have to bother saying Achila. If even Bishol's us, it's the Koshkein Achila. And he says, just like the Torah didn't say that Bita is Aser, the Torah just said Bas Bita is Aser, and you'll understand, if even Bas Bita is Aser, Kol Shekein Bita is Aser. So that indicates the Yisrael is the Yisrael Achila, but the reason why the Torah said Bishol is if we're saying Bishol, you don't have to bother saying Achila, because even the Bishol is Aser. It's like, came like Archaka, so Kol Shekein Achila is Aser. So according to that, Rashi, you can have on the Yisrael is the Yisrael Achila, and the Bishol is kind of like Archaka from the Achila. So Eifazai Zakdazai. Really, they only wanted Asad Achila of Eif B'chalav, because that's the main thing. That's the Davar HaShkiach. To cook without eating it is not so Shkiach. They wouldn't have to Aser it. So if Basa B'chalav, the Yisrael is the Yisrael Achila, so then they can Aser Achila of Basa Eif B'chalav. Yizayir for Basa Behema, and they don't have to bother adding the Issa Bishol, because once you ask the Achila, they accomplish what they wanted with the Gzeir. Vashengen of Ashil Shitasa, who holds that the reason why there's an Issa Achila is because the Seichel called Te'eva, meaning that the Yisayid of Basa Bechalav is the Issa Bishol. That's the Yisayid. So you can't stam Asa Achila of Basa Reif Bechalav, it's not with the Issa Basa Bechalav. Basa Bechalav would be Yisayid and Issa Bishol. So in order to accomplish the Gzeir that they want you to eat Basa Eif B'chalav, Gzeir that you might come to Basa Behema, they're going to have to ask the Bishol of Basa B'chalav. So Rav Ashi L'shitasa would hold that even by the Rabbanan's Bishol is Asa, because you can't have a Achila, and Rav Ashi's idea of Basa B'chalav, you can't have a Achila Asa without Bishol. The whole Achila is only Asa because of the Bishol. Mashayin came Howie Paskin, where the Yisayid is the Yisra Achila, and Bishol is like kind of Achaka for Achila, so there you can have Achila also without Bishol, so that's all they ask in Achila without Bishol. That's a shtickle tire from the Marcheshes, but I'll call upon him. The Bach and the Marshal go with the sheet that they want to Paskin, that there is an Isra Bishol and not even by Basar B'chol of the Rabbanan, but we don't Paskin that way. And Shulchan Aruch and Rav Paiskin Paskin, like Kamer Rishonim say, that there is no Isser of Bishol or Hana by Basar Eif, by Basar B'chol of the Rabbanan. And also, the Bach wants to be mitzadeh that Shittas Taisus holds that there's a Tanakam in the mission that holds that Eif and Chaya Deraisa, we should Paskin that way. But the Paiskin will Paskin like the Rambam in the Rif, like Rabbi Kiva, that Eif and Chaya Rabbanan. And like we said, the Rashban and Rabbanan Mavur, that even if there is a Tanakam in the Mishnah, that doesn't mean clearly we Paskin that way. The Gemara in a few places is Seisim Basar Eif B'chalav is the Rabbanan, and that's what Taisus says earlier at Afnan Ches. Now, one more interesting machlekes b'negei of the Mishnah, also from the Bach, that the Torah says, in the beginning of Sim Bezayim, v'ein ha'neigel b'tayra, k'ngayim basa b'eim b'tayra b'chalav b'eim b'tayra, basa b'chalav is only by tayra, like cattle, sheep, and goat, with the chalav of b'eim b'tayra, cattle, sheep, and goat, av'a basa t'hayra b'chalav t'meya, a basa t'meya b'chalav t'hayra, if you have the basa of a tayra with the chalav of a behemoth tmeya, a chazer, a gomel, whatever it is, or a basa tmeya, the basa of a chazer, a gomel with behemoth tayr, u basa chayim v'ayf, afilu b'chalav tayr, and basa chayim ayvim chal tayr, ena elamine rabbanan, umutu v'vishlu b'hana. That's the lashon of the Torah. So the Beis Yosef says it's not meduyik, because the Torah says that basa behemoth tmeya, b'chalav behemoth tayr, and basa behemoth tayr, b'chalav behemoth tmeya, and Basa Chai and Eif are all Derabanan. They all have an Isser of Basa B'chalav Derabanan. Zag de Beis Yosef, it's true that Chayim Va'if has an Issa Derabanan. But Basa Be Mitmeya doesn't have an Issa Basa Bechalav Derabanan. The reason why it's Asa Bechila is because it's Asa Midereisa, because it's Basa Be Mitmeya, or Chalav Be Mitmeya. But there's no Issa Basa Bechalav Midereabanan. Why would they make such an Issa? It's already Asa Midereisa. So he says, the Lashon is not Meduyuk. So when he wrote it in Shulchan Aruch, in Tim Pei Zayin Siv Gimel, when he writes, Basa Be Mitmeya Bechalav Be Mitmeya, he writes that that's Mutta Bebishul Behana. And then when he gets to Basa Chayi Va'ayv, there he says that it's Asa Minarabanan, it's Asa Bechila Minarabanan, and it's Mutta Bebishul Behana. Clearly trying to mimisak in this, not writing that Basa Be Mitmeya and Chalav Be Mitmeya together with Chayi Va'ayv, that they're also bechilim in Rabbanan. Because there's no such thing that they're also bechilim in Rabbanan. They're also bechilim in the Raisa, because it's Meya. And there's no Issa Basa Bechol of the Rabbanan. So the Bach, he says no. He says the Torah is very Meduyik. There is an Issa Basa Bechol of the Rabbanan. You can ask, what's an Afghimina? It's anyway, also mean the Raisa, it's Basa Bechol of the Rabbanan. So what's an Afghimina that it's also mean the Rabbanan, it's Basa Bechol of? He says it's common Afghiminas. First of all, the nafkimin is if you say chaticha nasa nevela. If you go like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and we spoke earlier, Rabbeinu Ephraim holds you only say chaticha nasa nevela by basa b'chalav, not by shari sur. So let's say you have a half of kazayis of chalav that got cooked with a basa b'hei metmei, a half of kazayis. So together you have a whole kazayis. And this was cooked with 59 kazayisim of heter. So if it's only because of the Issa Tumeya, so only half a Gezayis is Tumei. The Chalav is not Tumei. So Mimela, half a Gezayis and 59 Gezayisim of Heter would be Mutter. We'd be Mutter V'Shishim. Now Shenke, now that we're saying that there's an Issa, there are Banan of Vasa V'Chalav, so the whole Chaticha becomes Nevela, the Chalav also is Asr. And now we'll Asr everything, because you don't have Shishim connected both the Basar and the Chalav. And he says, even according to Beinu Tam, that holds you don't say chaticha nasa nevela, that you say chaticha nasa nevela even b'shari surib. So in case you cook the basar behei metmeya b'chala behei metaya, or the basar behei metaya b'chala behei metmeya, in case you cooked it beforehand, so then you'd say chaticha nasa nevela anyway. So the Mach says, there's another nafkamina. There's a nafkamina legadei chaticha rui l'skabet. When you have something which is aser, which is ruil eskabet, we had this on Afkuf, a chaticha ruil eskabet, it's not batal chad betray, it's not batal nekteruvus of yavish biyavish, if you have a piece of nevela, or chazer, which is mixed up with pieces of het, you don't know which, it's not considered batal because it's chashiv, it's ruil eskabet. Mashenkin, let's say you have kosher meat, three pieces, and one of them absorbed iser. So one of them is also not because it's also by itself, but it has blias of iser in it. So then you don't say chaticha ruil eskabet, because the piece is not aser. It's just the blias are aser. The blias are considered ruil eskabet. So then we batal chad betray. So Meir says, we'll be nafkumina. You would have three pieces of meat, and one of them absorbed chalav of a behemoth tmeya. So if it's only aser because of the chalav of the behemoth tmeya, so then we batal chad betray. You wouldn't say chaticha ruil eskabet because it itself is mutter. It's just the blias that are aser. Mashen kain, now that we're saying that it's basa b'chol of midar abanan, so there's an issa der abanan on the meat itself, so that won't be bata because it's chaticha ruil eskabet. So come at an afkimina, lefi, there bein a time also, that you say chanam b'shari surim, but chaticha ruil eskabet will be an afkimina. And the Shach says, even the Gabi Chaticha Nasa Nevela, if you look in Simon Tzadik Beis, if Dal, you'll see a lot of times more machmen in the Inyan of Chaticha Nasa Nevela by Basa B'chol than Meshari Surim, like by Lach B'lach, when two liquids mix, which we don't say Chaticha Nasa Nevela B'shari Surim only by Basa B'chol. And other cases, and the other Nafgaminas Achreinim say, the Kvesi Uplesi has an Afgamina, if let's say you have 59 Kizesim of Cholav in a pot, and it falls into the pot, one kezayis of basa behema tmeya, and one kezayis of basa behema tayra. So if there's no din of basa b'chalav by even the rabbanan by behema tmeya, So in this case, it'll be mutter. Because we pass in Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. So the only thing that can make basa b'chalav is the basa behemah tahir. And then Ashishim can egit it. Because it has 59 kazaisim of chalav. And one kazais the basa behemah tmei. Ashishim can egit the basa behemah tahir. And therefore won't become basa b'chalav. And the basa behemah tmei also can't answer it. Because the shishim can egit the basa behemah tmei also. There's 59 kazaisim of chalav. And there's one kazais of behemah tahir. So it can't become basa b'chalav, because it can't give time in the chalav, this shishim, if you count the 59 kazaisim of chalav and the one kazais of basa b'hemet tmei, the shishim can egg the basa b'hemet tmei. And it can't become basa because of basa b'hemet tmei, because the shishim, 59 kazaisim of chalav and one kazais of b'hemet tmei, can egg the b'hemet tmei. And we pass in the Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. But if you're going to say this in Issa Derabanan of basa b'chalav, when you use basa b'hemet tmei, so kum tais lagabi the din of basa b'chalav, al kapanami derabanan, you have 2 kazaisim of basa, and 59 kazaisim of chalav, so everything's basa b'chalav. So come at big nav kaminas la'alacha. Now, the Taz says that there won't be chanan anyway here, or chaticha rilas kabid, because he says the whole reason why basa b'chalav is different than shari surim, Lagabe chanan, lagabe chaticha nasa nevelo, lagabe chaticha rilas kabid is, because since they're both heter beforehand, so they both became asr simultaneously, so that becomes one isr, lagabe chaticha nasa nevelo, and lagabe chaticha rilas kabid. But he says in this case, even if there'd be a din of basa b'chalav, but the basa behemet tmeya, or the chalav behemet tmeya was asr beforehand, so you don't have the svar that they were both heter beforehand, so therefore, you wouldn't say chaticha nasa nevela for your Benu Ephraim, or you wouldn't say chaticha rilas kabid. But the Nekudas HaKesef Tainas, and it sounds very richtig, that it doesn't matter that it has an isser from another isser, but in regard to this isser of basa b'chalav, neither of them had the isser of basa b'chalav beforehand. And the isser of basa b'chalav came to both of them simultaneously. So then you should say chaticha nasa nevela, you should call it a chaticha rilas kabid. But the Shach says like this. The Shach says he thinks the Beis Yosef is right anyway. Because the Beis Yosef's kasha wasn't what's the nafkamina if it's asaf shad mitzad basa b'chalav derabanan, it's anyway asaf midaraisa because of behemet tmeya. That's not the Beis Yosef's kasha. If that were to be the Beis Yosef's kasha, so the Bach is right, there's a lot of nafkaminas, there are a lot of times where if there wouldn't be an isa basa b'chalav derabanan, it would be mutter, and now that there's an isa basa b'chalav derabanan, it would come at asr, like the case of Chticha Nasa Nevel, like we said, like the case of Chticha Rilas Kabid, other cases, that the Bach would be right as an Afkamina. But the Beis Yosef's Kasha in the Torah is the following. The Beis Yosef's Kasha is, first of all, how do you know there's an Issa Basar B'chalav Derabanan when you're dealing with Basar Behemet Tmeya or Chalav Behemet Tmeya? Where does it say that? Who state this Azach? How did you get it? And second of all, why would the Chum do such a thing? Why would Chazal bother answering him in their abundance? Even if they're not Afkaminis. But why would they answer it? Basar Oif B'chalav, they asked it, because if they wouldn't have asked it, so everyone will eat Basar Oif B'chalav. And then they'll come to eating Basar Behem B'chalav. So they made Xera. Basar Chai B'chalav, they made Xera. Basar Behem Tmei B'chalav, anyway you can't eat. Why would they make Xera to answer him in their abundance, Basar B'chalav? Why would they do such a thing, back to Beis Yosef, and when does it say that they did it? Yeah, the Mashal is actually Magia the Tur. The Mashal says the Tur, he adds one word, he adds the word Loi, and he manages to make it into 2 cases, that Basa Behemet Tmeya B'chalav Behemet Tmeya and Basa Behemet Tmeya B'chalav Behemet Tmeya Loi, that doesn't have a din of Basa B'chalav. And then he says, U'basa Chaya V'ayif B'chalav Einel Mirabanan U'mutav Bishal Ma'ana. So now the Tur never said that there's an Issa Derabanan of Basa B'chalav by Behemet Tmeya. Or you can say to Beis Yosef, the Torah wasn't so medayik v'lshaynei. But the Shach names on, and that's what the scum of the Paiskim is, that even if there were to be an afkamina to say that it's basar b'chalav min derabanan, but still, you wouldn't say that it's basar b'chalav min derabanan, because v'ushtetatay, where does it ever say that it's basar b'chalav derabanan? And also, why would they answer it? He's also medayik in Rashi, the Shach, and also the Ran. Rashi says, when it says in the Mishnah that Basar Behemet Tayyar B'chol Behemet Tmeya and Basar Behemet Tmeya B'chol Behemet Tayyar is Mutal Avashal Mutal Ba'anah, Rashi says the Ein Be'Mishnah Basar B'chol of Kriyalaf B'Gemara. ubachila mia aser mishumis atmeya. So Rashi says clearly, it's aser still ba'achila because it is atmeya. It's mashma klein Rashi. There is no iser of aser b'chal of the rabbanon by aser beim atmeya or chal beim atmeya. The Ranosa says the same lashon. So that's how the Shach and Rav Feiskin Paskin, that even if they are nafkaminis, but they never made an iser the rabbanon by aser beim atmeya or by chal beim atmeya. And now let's see the Gemara, the Drashi said the Gemara, will start from the Gemara on Amud Beis, Kafi Gimel and Beis, the starting from Amr Shmuel. The Gemara says like this, Amr Shmuel, Gedi, L'Rabbeis as a Chalev, Gedi is to Marba Chalev, that if you cook Chalev and Cholov, it's Aser Bachila Bano, Gedi, L'Rabbeis as a Mesa, that you're not allowed to cook Nevela with Cholov, Gedi, L'Rabbeis as a Shlil, that a shlil, a fetus of the behema, if you found the fetus inside a female behema that you shechted, that also has a din of basa b'chalav. Yedi lahitzi is adat. Yedi is a mayat that you allow to cook blood with the milk. It wouldn't be nisa basa b'chalav. Yedi lahitzi is a shilya. The placenta, the sac that the uber grows in, does not have a din of basa b'chalav. And gedi lahitzi as a tmeya, the gedi that a behemet tmeya, like a chazer or a gamal or sus, whatever it is, doesn't have a din of basa b'chalav. B'chalav imai, v'lay b'chalav zachar. Since it says the word b'chalav imai, doesn't say b'chalav, imai is to be mamayid zachar. That if a male animal happens to have milk, that would not have a din of basa b'chalav, deraisa. B'chalav imai, v'lay b'chalav shkuta. That when you shecht a cow and there's milk in the udder, that does not have a din of basa b'chalav. And that's the din of kachal that we learned, that is midirabanan, there is a din of basa b'chalav with chal of shkuta, but the different chalukei dinim, that whole sugi of kachal, if you allow to cook a chal by itself or roast a chal, you're certainly not allowed to cook it with other basar. And b'chalav imay v'loy b'chalav tmeya. So first, I want to speak a little bit about Chol of Shkuta, because we already, there's a whole, that, the whole big sugi of Kachal extensively, but there's one other inyan of Chol of Shkuta, which the Achrenim discuss, which is a Chol of a Ben Pekua. A Ben Pekua we have in the fourth perik. If you shecht a cow, and there's a fetus inside, even if that fetus is already full term, and it comes out after the mother is shechted, and it's alive, so there's no din shchita with this ben pekua. You're allowed to eat it without shchita. We're early in the Vayin Dalet Amud Aleph. So a number of achrayim discuss what's the din of a chalav of a ben pekua midaraisa. Of course, midarabanan, I would assume it's asr, just like the milk of a kachal is asr midarabanan to cook with meat. But what's the din midaraisa of cooking with the milk of a ben pekua, or perhaps more accurately, a bas pekua, a female cow, which was found in the mother's stomach when its mother was shechted, and now it grows up and has milk. Is that milk asa midaraisa to cook with meat? Is there a din of asa b'chalav? Rabbi Kivega, in the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch, Sim Pei Zayin, he clears the shayla, and the way he clears the shayla is, do you say that that's considered chalav shchuta, because a ben pekua is considered shechted? Because you don't need shkita on a ben pekua. You could just eat it without any shkita. So it's shechted already, midaraisa. So a male would have the same mean of chalav shkuta. Or, do you say, like Rashi says, that the mean of chalav shkuta is chalav imay, because mishenishchata it's ein erui elias ein. When it's shechted, it can't be a mother anymore. So that's achsarin in chalav imay. Now, ben pekua, even if it's considered shechted, it still could be an ein. It can have children, so mamela, it wouldn't be mamuyid from Chalav Imay. Now, the Neid of Yehuda, Tinyana, in Simon Lam and Vav, he names on with a clarkite that the Chalav Ben Beku would have an Issa in the Raisa of Basa B'Chalav. He says, first of all, because some of the Rishainim or Achrainim would have mentioned that it doesn't. And second of all, since the Josh is Chalav Imay, and this could be an aim, then Avada, its Chalav would be Asur. But I assume the shayla is it a sibo or a simen? Is the pshat that Torah is being memayin any animal which can't be an aim that has milk, samela ben pekua, which could be an aim, So male, the Torah is not memayinit. Or do you say no? It's not the siba, it's a simen. The Torah is memayin chalav shuta. I mean, let's say you make an operation on an animal and make it incapable of having any more children. Avad its chalav would be asami deraisa. You need to be chalav shuta not to be asid. The animal would have to be dead. So if it's just showing you chalav shuta, so maybe since this in lumdus has a din shuta, it's nechol in the meat, even though it could be the aim is not the simis adover, it's just the way the Torah says the drosh, it's just the simin ba'alma that the Torah is being memayin the chal of shkuta, because in the ordinary case, if it's nishkata, it can't be an aim. The Asvin deraisa, in simin yadal, and he stam has a whole chakira about ben pekua, is the pshat that a ben pekua is considered shkuta, or a ben pekua just has a heterti without being shechta. The Gemara learns that from Kolba behemah techelu, that there's a heter, since it was in the behemoth that was shechted, it gets the heter of the behemoth without being a shkuta. And he says this as an afkamina. If it's a shkuta, so then its milk would be chal of shkuta, and then it would not be an issa deraisa basa b'chal. But if the pshat just has a heter to eat without shkita, so it's not a shkuta. If it's not a shkuta, so then there would be an issa deraisa basa b'chal. Aldeir said that Peres Yankov says here, he brings the Gemara earlier, there on the Ayin Dal and the Beis, the Machlekes, if you could be paid the Petah Chamar with the Ben Pekua. That there's a man, the Yomine, that says you can't be paid the Chamar with the Ben Pekua because it's like Bishra B'dikula. You can't be paid the Petah Chamar with just meat. So Ben Pekua is already shechted, it's just meat. But we Paskin, you could be paid the, at least the Rambam Paskin's that way. And he says it must be that he held it's not considered shchuta. It just has a hetiti without shchita. So memela, its chalav wouldn't be called chalav shchuta and would be asami deraisa. Now, Rukvega means the sharamelach. The sharamelach, it's that in the Isurim Mizbeach at the end of Paragimel, that he brings that the Gemara in Bechairis says that really all milk should be considered yaitzim and atami. And the Gemara says, if you hold dam neck of anasa cholov, so all milk should be asrael's dam. And if you don't hold dam neck of anasa cholov, but the milk should be asrael's evim and achai. Because the behemah is evim and achai, you can't eat a behemah b'chayah. And nevertheless, the milk is mutter. Why is that? It's a chiddush. And that's why you need an extra pasuk for cholov tmei, it's asr. But the Gemara says, well, how do you know? So where does it say that milk is mutter? Maybe milk is taka asr. So one of the reasons the Gemara gives is that since the Torah says that you can't eat basa b'chalav, v'yistayis chalav if ne'atzmei is mutter. So in fact, the Shara Melech, if you're going to say that a chalav of a ben pekua has an issa basa b'chalav, so then, why don't you say when the Torah says you can't eat basa b'chalav, it's referring to the chalav of a ben pekua. A chalav of a ben pekua, since a ben pekua doesn't have an issa of evim and achai, so its chalav would not have the isser of evim and achai. So mainly you need the Torah to say the isser of asa b'chalav. Chalav itself would be mutter by chalav of a ben pekua, because the ben pekua doesn't have an evim and achai, so the chalav won't have a din of evim and achai. And mainly it's telling you that the basa b'chalav is asr. So the Shara Melech says, b'pshitus, that it must be that the chalav of a ben pekua doesn't have basa b'chalav either. This mean of shkuta. So therefore, you can't say basa b'chalav v'sumah achal ben pekua, because there is no basa b'chalav ben pekua. It must be the chalav v'sumah the chalav of a regular behema, and that would be a raya that even though there's an issa evim and a chayim behema, the chalav would be mutter. So Shara Melech Nemzon, there's no issa deraisa by ben pekua. B'kvega brings it at the end, and he says v'dayin tzarech iyan. But the achrayim, the night of Yudah that we mentioned, tanyana simon lamed vav, and the chsam sefer is in yaradei simon yadalid. They say, first of all, the Gemara could be going like Rabbi Meir, that held that there is no heter of ben pekua. And the Chassam Sofer says also that the heter of ben pekua doesn't apply to dam. And the Ran explains the reason why it doesn't apply to dam is because it says, kol b'behemah techelu. Only achila is mutter, not shtia. So meila oibazai, the heter of ben pekua wouldn't apply to chalav, it's also shtia. So even if the Torah would ask the chalav of ben pekua, the chalav ben pekua also would show you that you don't have an isser chalav. If there'd be an isser chalav, it would apply to ben pekua as well, even though ben pekua doesn't have an isser evim nechai, that's only achila, but not shtia. Al gabanim, it's an interesting shaila. The night of Yehuda nemzon that it can't be that ben pekua is not deraisa, but the Shara Melech nemzon that it's not deraisa. And Rabbi Kinega, the Chassam Sefer, also was mitzad that afterwards, like the Shara Melech, he says, not a raya from Rabbi Chayyus, he brings another raya. Rabbi Kinega vibes with the Tzarechin about it. And L'chay, the Shaila is either Tali, if Ben Beku is considered Shchutu, or just a Hetem, like the Asim, the Raisa say, or like what I think, is the Pshat, like Rabbi Kinega brought, that maybe Ben Beku is different because it could be an aim, even if it is Shachut, is not being an aim, the Sibis Hadavar, so Ben Beku could be an aim, so it wouldn't be Nichol in the Heter, or is not being an aim, just a Simin, to be a Mayit Shchuta, and if Ben Beku is considered Shchuta, so then it'll be Mamuyit as well. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara has a kasha. How did Shmuel darshan six drushes from Gedi when it only says three times Gedi? The six drushes again. Shmuel had six drushes. Three to be marba and three to be mait. The three to be marba was to be marba chalev, cooking chalev in chalev, that it has an isabasa b'chalev. Mesa, cooking the veil in chalev, has an isabasa b'chalev. And shlil, cooking the fetus in chalev, also has an isabasa b'chalev. And then he's memait three things. Dam, that dam and cholov has no isabasa b'cholov, shilya, the placenta, has no isabasa b'cholov, and tmeya, if we're dealing with the behemoth tmeya, there's no isabasa b'cholov. So how do you get six joshes from three times gedi? So the Gemara says that there are really only three joshes. Our gears in the Gemara is kesav shmul isser chal al isser, which Rashi takes out that girsa, because if Shmuel held Issachal Issid, the Gemara later is Mavur, he wouldn't need a pasuk neither for Chalev nor for Nevela. So Rashi says, Rashi takes it out. But just that Chalev and Nevela are both the same drasha, because it's one Shaila of Issachal Issid. The only reason why Chalev and Chalev or Nevela and Chalev would not be Basa B'Chalev is because Ein Issachal Issid. So one Gedil, he might be both. And Taisa says that you are Geris Ksav Shmuel Issachal Isser, because if the drush of Gedi wouldn't be a klal and kol Torah kula, so then you would need two psukim, one for Chela, one for Nevela. But once you're saying Issachal Isser, meaning that the drush of Gedi would tell you b'chol Torah kula Issachal Isser, so then you would need two psukim. But Al Kabanim, either way, you need one pasuk to Yemarba Chelev and Nevela, because the issue is Ein Issachal Isser, and Gedi is Marba, both Chelev and Nevela with one pasuk. And you don't need a pasuk for neither Dam nor Shulya, because Dam is not Basar, and Shulya is not Gedi, placenta is all not Basar. So that anyway is Muya without any pasuk. So now you have two left, one for the Shlil, and one to be Mamayit Behemet Tmeya. And the Mashar Edzais, why do you say that Behemet Tmeya is also in the gather of Ein Issachal Isser? So according to Taisus, is good, because one Gedi is Marba, Chelev and Nevela, so now we know Issachal Isser. So now we need a pasuk to be Mayat Tmeya. But according to Rashi, that he holds Ein Issachal Isser, according to that pshat, so why do you need to be Mayat Tmeya? So the Mashah says you need to be Mayat Tmeya that there wouldn't be an Issa Bishul. The Gemara's Mavura later, at least according to some man the Amrim, that even if you hold Ein Issachal Isser for the Achila, but there still would be an Issa Bishul. But by Tmei, there's no Issa Bishul. And the Tam is Pashit, because by Chelev and Nevela, they are Basar. And they are Basar from a Behemoth Torah. The only reason why there wouldn't be Basar B'Chalev is an Issachal Isser, and that's only Legabe Achila. That's what's Asser. Bishul, there's no Isser. So there's no Ein Issachal Isser. Hashem in Behemoth Tmei, the meat of Behemoth Tmei, is not because of Ein Issachal Isser. The meat of Behemoth Tmei is Bechal not a min. It's like Chai, it's like Oif. So male, that's why there'd even be a Heter of Bishul. But that's what the Gemara says. So Shmuel's drashas end up being one to be Marba Chelev and Nevela, one to be Marba Shlil, and one to be Mamayit Behemoth Tmei. Then the Gemara says, Kasha, that Shmuel holds Ein Issachal Isser, because we see that Shmuel brought Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, that if a Kayan Tame eats Chuma Tmeya, he doesn't get Misa, because Ein Issachal Isser, he actually means the pasuk, Mesu Bay Ki Echaluhu, that Bay is Dafka, when it's, he's being Mechalit, but this is Mechalelas Bay Medes. So there we see the concept of Ein Issachal Isser. Here he says his Basa Becholav on Chelev and Nevela, that we say that Issa couldn't be Chal Isser, and there he says there's no Misa on Shuma Tmeya for a Kayan Tame to eat it, because, so we see the concept of Ein Issachal Isser. So the Gemara says three teretzim. One teretz is, it's exeris because of there, umesu bay ki chalu. It's not because of ein nisachal iser. It's because there is no nisa. There is no iser of tumas haguf when the truma is already tmeya. Really, iser would be chal iser, but there's a gzeris akasav that on truma tmeya there's no din, no iser tita betumas haguf, no extra iser, no chiyuv misa. Or really, yos ein nisachal iser, and it's dafka din by basa b'chalav because it says gedi. Exerius akasa by basa b'chalav that we have the din of issachal iser, and like Taisa says, this terrace would hold that even if it's exerius akasa of dafka by basa b'chalav, you still would only need one pasuk for both chalav and nevela. And the third terrace is hadinei hadirabe. He himself holds that iser would be chal iser, and that's why by chalav and nevela there is a din basa b'chalav. He said mishum rab liyaz ein issachal iser, and that's why there's no chiyuv misa for a kain tamei tichuma tmei. Adkan the Gemara. Now the Rishonim have a it's in Taisus earlier and Daf Kuf Aleph, Amin Aleph, the Maskel Issachel, the Ramban is here, and also the Ritva, in both places in the Chedush Aran, that by Issachal al Isser, there are Chalukei Dinim, which are discussed in various Sugyas, the end of the third parak in Yevamis, and the third parak in Shuas, Daf Kuf Dalad, and other places in Krisus, Daf Yud Dalad. But we have two times where Isser could be Chalal Isser, it's a machlokes about it. But you have the idea of Isser Kailal, where the Pshat is the second Isser is being Kailal more Chatichais than the first Isser. Right? Classic example of that is, let's say somebody eats an Avela on Yom Kippur. So does he get Kares? Do you say that the Isser Yom Kippur can't be Chalal Isser Avela, ain't Isser Chalal Isser? But here it's an Isser Kailal, because the Isser Yom Kippur is also Chalal on other food. It's Chalal on Heter. So, nigli that the Issi and Kippur is chal on the other food, is chal on the heter, so then b'kailal it could also be chal on the vela. It could be included, the Issi and Kippur, which is anyway chal on regard to other foods, can include Issi and the vela. That's called an Issi kailal. So there's a question, could be even if you hold ain Issi chalal Issi, but could be Issi kailal would work. And then you have another case called Issi Maisif, where Issi kailal means that the second Issi is chal on other chatichas and other things, and the nigli, it's chal on other things, you want it to be chal on the thing that was necessary already. Like in kippur, which is chal on food, nigli, it's chal on kosher food, you want it to be chal on the nevela. Issa meisif is that another issur is chal on this chaticha itself. For instance, chalev that becomes nicer. Chalev is already asr, and now it becomes nicer, the shalos, so you have to bring another chatas for nicer. Why? Because the chalev itself now became asr l'gvaya. Before it was nicer, it was mutter l'gvaya. You're allowed to burn it on the mizbeach. Now there was another iser. The iser nicer was chal on the chaticha regard to something that was mutter. So on this chaticha gufa, another iser was chal. So now that maybe it could be chal even regard to the thing that was aser. So the Gemara says in Shulchan Aruch Dal and Al Kapanim Rava says that even the ones who don't hold of iser kail, they don't hold that you could say iser chal al iser. When, even when it asks other chatichas, and you want to say nigga that's chal on the other chatichas, it should be chal on this chaticha, you don't say that, but iser meisif, if this chaticha gufa gets another iser, which it didn't have before, and that same iser would aser something which already had an iser, then you'd say that the iser would be chal al iser. That the second iser would aser more than the first iser, nigga that it asks more things, it asks the things that already aser, you would say Issachal chal iser by iser meisif. So the shaila is, Angamar is mavur, that basur b'cholav can't be chal on chalav on nevela, because ain iser chal iser, unless you have extra pasuk for it. It goes into the gedder of ain iser chal al iser. So the Rishonim ask, why don't you say it's an iser meisif? Because basur b'cholav asks this thing b'hana. So now it's a new iser that's being chal, iser anah, which didn't have a previous iser, chalav and nevela mutter b'anah. Basa b'chalav is including a new iser anah. So why do we say that's called an iser meisif, and it wouldn't apply the rule of ein iser chal al iser? Particularly the Gemara in Shuas, Daf Chav Dalav, that says that even the ones that don't hold of iser chal hold that iser meisif could be chal. So Taisus says that an iser anah is not like a whole new iser. It doesn't have a din of an iser meisif. It's not like a whole new iser. It's just an iser chamer. It's a more chamer dike iser that's chal. But that's not called an iser meisif. Iser meisif, it's a whole new iser. Here, it's another reason why the food is treif, it's machalas asuris. Granted, this is more chamer, it's not even asa b'achil, it's also asa b'anah. But that's not called an issa meisif. That's what Taisa says. The Ramban says that enechanami, it is called an issa meisif, but Agamara holds that issa meisif doesn't make it worse. When Agamara says the sight of ein issa chal isser, Agamara is assuming that the man yom of ein issa chal isser, even by issa meisif, it all ein issa chal isser. So male, their man holds it is considered an issa meisif, but Agamara holds that issa meisif isn't any different than issa kailal. In all cases, you would say an issa chal isser. But there's a Ramban in Pirish Mishnayis, not a Ramban, a Rambam. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis in Krisus that says, Anayavart, which a lot of Achrenim discuss. The Rambam says, the Rambam himself calls it an akudin, a flaw, and he says the reason why he's reading it is because it's important to understand a lot of inyanim with this akudin, a flaw. Because the Rambam holds that the reason why the Issa Kachim is chal and the Issa Chalev, the Rambam Tak holds because it's an Issa Meisif. Because the Issa Kachim is Asa Banot, and the Issa Chalev wasn't Asa Banot. That's why the Issa Kachim could be chal and the Issa Chalev. So mainly he's bothered by this Kasha. If adding an Issa Anot is called an Issa Meisif, so why wouldn't Basa B'Chalev be chal on Chalev and Avela because of Issa Meisif? The Rambam himself paskins that by Basa B'Chalev there is no din Issa Chal. Issa can't be Chal. Issa, to the Rambam paskins in Yan, because it's not an Issa Kail and it's not an Issa Meisif, he says. Because we use the three Gedis to be Mayit Chai Oifim Behemet Tmeya, like Rabbi Akiva, and the Mela, we don't use the Gedi to be Mayit B'Chalev and Avela, and Alach L'Maisa, the Rambam holds, you don't get Malkus of Basa B'Chalev if you cook the Chalev and Avela B'Chalev, because it's not an Issa Kail, it's not an Issa Meisif. And why isn't it Issa Meisif? Because it's Meisif Anah. So the Rambam says, his notion is, because Basa B'Chalev is Nesa B'Anah, because the Torah asked it B'Achila. Like the Gemara says, when you have an Issa Achila, any time the Torah says Lo'Seicho, it asks B'Anah, until the Torah says B'Hedya it's Muta B'Anah. So Memela Zok the Rambam, if you're not going to have an Issa Achila of Basa B'Chalev, you're not going to have an Issa Anah, because the Issa Anah is one and the same with the Issa Achila. Mashen ken Kachim, Kachim is Asa B'Anah, nothing new with the Issa Achila. Kachim is not Asa B'Anah. So Mela, once Kachim is Asa B'Anah, so that would be an Issa Meisif, and it would ask you also B'Achila also din Kachim. That's the Erech, the Lashon of the Rambam. So the Achreinim are bothered. First, what's Pashat Taich in the Rambam? What does he mean that the reason why Hana is Asa because Achil is Asa? Like it says, anytime it says Leiseichal, it means in Isra Hana, actually, if I look at Kosev, it is a Heter Hana. We're going to have that coming up very soon. But the reason why Basa B'Cholav is Asa Hana is because there's an extra Pasuk. It says Leisevashal three times. Like Savashal, one to Asa Bishal, one to Asa Achila, one to Asa Anah. So what does the Rambam mean? It's one Isser. So the Rashi Yosef learns that the Rambam is going like Ravashi, like we mentioned early in this year, that the reason why it's Asa Banah is because the Isser Bishal is like Savashal, and then the Isser Achila Anah is because it says like Seichel Kol Te'eva, and like Seichel Kol Te'eva is an Isser Achila, and it's also Isser Anah because anytime it says like Seichel, it means Isser Anah, Chiefayat Lach HaKosav. Now the Rashi Yosef stems from Shitasai, because like the Prima Gadim Rez Ais in the Psicha Tavasa B'Cholav, he thinks the Rambam was Chazer. The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis is saying clearly that when you cook Chalav on Avela B'Cholav, since they say in Issachal Issa that Anah won't be Issa Anah won't be Chal, but he holds the Rambam and Yad was Chazer from that, and that would be understandable because the Rambam and Yad goes with the drasha that Lo Sevashal is answering Achila and Anah. So Mel is not coming from Leiseichal. So Mel Oivazai Anah would be a separate Issa than Achila, and it would be Shach to say Issa Meisif. It's only the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis is going like Ravashi. They learn out the Issa Achila Anah from Leiseichal called Teiva. So Mel, it's one Issa. The Issa is Achila, and therefore if Achila is Mutter, Anah would be Mutter also. But other Achrenim, the crazy place in Simpe Zayin, Sifkat Nigimel, and others, they learn differently. They learn, even if you're going to say the drash is because it says three times Leis Vashel. But the vart is in Lumbus. The vart isn't in the drasha. The vart is in Lumbus. Basav v'chalav, you need an extra pasuk to ask the banah fine. But the sign of the Isra Anah by Basav v'chalav is midin machalas asuris. It's because it's treif, it's because it's machalas asuris. Machalas asuris be'etzim could be an Isra Anah. That's why he brings a bavo. That's why he brings a din la'isaychel could ask the banah. La'isaychel could be an Isra Anah. Unless the Torah tells you, amir, that's not a banah. Basav v'chalav is asa banah. But the asubanah b'yisayit is the isra achilas b'yisayit midin machalas asuris. By hekdish is not that way. Hekdish is not machalas asuris. The isra hekdish anah is me'ilah. It's exela dikadin. It's ma'il v'hekdish. It has nothing to do with achila. So ma'il the isra anah would have anda b'chal. Even though there's already an isra achila. It's a totally different isra. And once it's asubanah to hekdish, that's called an isra maisif. You could ask for that achila's hekdish also, make another isra on the achila mishum hekdish. Vashenkin basa b'cholav, the sight of the isra anah is a din mitzad the isra achila. And that's why he brings this thing that leisaychel kamin anah. Macholas asuris could be asubanah mitzad the macholas asuris. And memela, once on the isra achila, there is no isra chal because an isra chal isra. The isra no won't be chal mamela, so mamela wouldn't be called an isra meisif. That's a pshat in the Rambam. Now, Rabbi Chanan in Kaivet Sa'aris Simon Lamed says that from the Rambam you see a gvaldi yisayd in isra chal isra. Achreinim already the Beis Halevi Chelik Aleph Sin Mem Dalad and the Prima Gadim speaks about in the Psichat Hilchus Pesach and Chelik Beis Perik Aleph Seif the end of Eis Tezayin. When you have a din of Ein Issachal Isser, was a tshuva for Avdei Melum at the end of tshuvas, at the end of Avdei Melum, Simon Yadal. When you have a din of Ein Issachal Isser, is the pshat that it's Bechlal not chal? Or is the pshat that it's chal, you just don't get an Einish on it? Because the Gemara says that even if you hold Ein Issachal Isser, there's still a din Lekaivet Ben Yisham Gemurim. He's still, if he was Eivet to Isserim, it's a worse Isser. It's a worse Aveira. He gets Nafkamina. You bury him by Rishom that are worse. Does that mean, someone learned that means that the Isser is Chal. You get two Aveiras. You just can't get an Einish. So Mechakir, a lot of Rayas, one way or the other. But this Rambam would be a Raya that the Isser is Bechal, not Chal. So he stayed in the Kaivet Sa'aris. Simon Lamedai Zayin. And the Yisayit HaDavar, if you're going to say the Isser is Chal, it's just you don't get an Einish, so it wouldn't be a mockin to say that Anah is not Chal. Why should Anah not be Chal? And if Anah is Chal, then it would be called an Isser Meisif. L'chay in the Rambam's Mavur, that Ein Isser Chal Isser means that the second Isser is Bechlal not Chal. So he's Mazba, that's what's the channel, the Kaivet Ben Yishom Gemurin that we have in the Gemara, like in Yivam, Islam, and Beis, and Beis. So he says, because you have the Sibas to Isser. You don't have the Isser is not Chal, but you have the Sibas to Isser. Explains, that's why Lamashal, if you have an Isha Nida, that's an Erva. So the Chayev, she was a Nida before she became an Erva. Let's say she was a Nida, and then you're a Makadish sister, so then she became a Chayis Ishtai. So she was first a Nida, and now she becomes a Chayis Ishtai, so now Einis a Chal Isser, you're not going to get an Einish, or even an Aveira, like we're saying, of a Chayis Isha, because she's already a Nida. But Avada the Kedusha won't be Teifis. And the reason is because you have the Siva Se'isser. You have the Siva of a Chayis Ishtai. Happens to me that Chayis Ishtai can't be Chal. It's mitli toli v'koi. But the Siva's there could be Mefki of the Kedushin. He learns that way by Katan. We mentioned this way back in the first parak of Chulin. Why a Katan is called a Bar Zvicha even though he's not Mitzvah. Because the Siva Se'isser is there. That's why you can't be Meichelim B'yadayim. There is a Siva Se'isser. There's no Isser, but there's a Siva Se'isser. So the Sivas Isra Alein gives you a din l'kayvet b'mesham gemurim. That's Shtek Rabbi Chanan. Chaim says the same thing. It's a shtickle. It's brought in the newest Grach HaLashas. Haitzahs Misha in the beginning of Nedarim. A letter from Rabbi Chaim. He brings a lot of rayas to this Yisayin. That Einis Chalissi brings some help. That Einis Chalissi means that the Isra is Chal. Just that you don't have the Chiv. But he brings a lot of rayas that the Isra isn't Chal. It's a nice Yud. And this is one of the rayas he brings. It says, it's much from this Rambam Malkopanim that Ein Issa Chal Issa means that nothing's Chal, not even the Issa B'chlal, and that's why the Issa Anah won't be Chal. So this Rambam has a major nafkamina la'alacha. Halacha l'maisa, if you have nevela that's cooked in chalav, are you allowed to have an orf in it or not? This Rambam says you are. So kum dais, l'chaira, l'mashal. According to this Rambam, you could be a pizza delivery boy for a tray for the pizza store. Even though they put meat in the pizza, but I've added the meat, they're putting in the pizza's nevela. And the nevela is mamish basa b'chalav, it's cooked together with the cheese. It's bishul basa b'chalav. So as though you wouldn't be allowed to deliver it, because if you deliver the pizza, which has meat cooked in it, so it's basa b'chalav, so you're having an offer from basa b'chalav. I mean, if it's a behemoth tmeya that's cooked there, they cook pork in the pizza, that's mutabana. So you'd be allowed to deliver it. But let's say they have mamish meat, they have beef that's cooked in the pizza. So that would be also b'ana. But according to the Rambam, that nevela is mutabana. So you'd be allowed to have an up. Or let's say, derech mashal, if a pot of milk was on the stove and accidentally some nevela slipped in, could you sell it to a guy? A shayla. This Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis and Krisus is the Chayer Klar, that it's mutter. So the Dagul Mervava, on the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Pei Zayin, he brings this Rambam, and he says that if you say mech on this Rambam, memakam hefsid lehefsid. Because even though the Rambam is coming from the Kasha, that why don't you say that Isra no is an Isra Maisif? And Taisus on Kaf Aleph says, Mikayach this Kasha, that Asring Anah is not called Isra Maisif. And the Rambam says that the Isra Anah won't be Chal, because the Isra Anah is one and the same as Isra Achila. If this Achila can't be Chal, Isra Anah won't be Chal. But Taisus has a different teretz. But he says, we don't find Taisus Beferish argues on the Rambam, and therefore for Seimich on the Rambam, Mamakim Hefsid Lay Hefsid. Which is by me a little schwer, because if Taisus is all like the Rambam, so he wouldn't have the Hechrich that Isra Anah is not called Isra Maisif. Here there is no Isra Anah. But that's what the Dagum Revava says. But the Prima Gadim, in the Psicha de Basa B'chalav, he holds that the Rambam in Yad is Mashman is Asa B'Anah. And he brings other Mashmais into that. And he says, even though the Rambam Pirish Mishnah says it's not, but Leishafkinan Hanach Mekayimus and Farashim Isra B'Nezeh. And he holds you could explain the Rambam Pirish Mishnah a different way. I don't know what he means. But Al-Kapanim, the Prima Gadim, says that we don't pass like the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis and Krisus, and we pass in that Nevela B'chalav that's cooked in Chalav is Asabano. The Chassam Sefer, Simon Tzadik Beis, he brings the Milt Staka in the Sefer Kamfayena, which also is Mavur that he held it was Asabano, and he's Mefapal about it, and he says if someone passes like the Doglam Revava to Mimat the Bano, B'makam Hefzid Emes Tzrichan Eisei, but he personally would paskin that it would be Aser, like the Kamfayena, and like we're saying, like the Prima Gadim. Now, I just want to be Maisif a little bit, that the Ramban here in Chedushim is also Mefurish that it's Aser Bano. Because when he asks the Kasha of Issa Maisif, he brings the Yesh Mefurish that here is no Issa Maisif, because since there's no Issa Achil, there's no Issa Ano. And those who shine and brought a Raifim Behemet Tmeya, that Bivalt them a mind from Achil, the Mud from Ano. And he says, look, I'm a Behemet Tmei, well, I have Milsi, because Behemet Tmei is even made from Bishol. Like we explained earlier in the Shia, Behemet Tmei is not a word of Einisach HaLissa. Behemet Tmei is a word that's not the Min B'chlal. But Al-Kapanim, he says about those Yishayinim, well, I have Milsi. Which he means clearly that it is Asibana. You don't say that Vibalt is Mutta B'Achila, Vibalt, you don't have no Isra Achila, but mainly you wouldn't have an Isra Anah. And another reason I think is Mefurish is the Rashba, which the Prima Gadim already mentions. And the Rashba is here in Chedushim, and also in Tayyus Abayis, in Shai Gimel Perek Dalet. And the Rashba was discussing why we passing like Rabbi Akiva, if we hold that Ein Issachal Isser, wouldn't we need a Gedi to Yomar B'Chelev and Nevela? And his answer is, no, we wouldn't, because we passing that by Issa Maisav, you say Issachal Isser. So therefore, you don't need a ribui for chaylev and nevela, because since it's Issa Maisif, we would say that Issa is chalal Isser. Clearly going with the pshat, that the pshat and Agamar is Agamar, then hold of Issa Maisif. And he says clearly, halacha l'maisif is an Issa Maisif. What's it being Maisif? Obviously it means hanah. The chayy de Rash is also mefurish, halacha l'maisif, not like the Rambam Pirish Mishnah, said there is an Issa hanah. So mele halacha l'maisif, even though the Rambam in Pirish Mishnah says it's Mutabana, and even if we Don't accept the Prima Gadim and say that the Rambam Yad is not a Raya, not that way. So the Shita said Rambam is that it's Mutar Ba'ano. But the Shita is Ramban and Rash is Mufurish that it's also Ba'ano. So when you're dealing with an Issa Deraisa and a Machaikis Rishainim, even B'makam Hefsa Meruba, I don't see how you could be Matar by a Deraisa with a Machaikis Rishainim. The Allah is that it's also Al-Safi Deraisa L'chumr, even B'makam Hefsit. And even among the Achreinim, the Prima Gadim and the Kanfeyena and the Chsam Sefer also holds it, he paskins that way, even though he says you could paskin like Dagam of Avah. They all paskin, and it's also even Makam Hefsid, not like the Dagam of Avah that says that B'makam Hefsid you could be Seimach on the Rambam. Now, regarding the Din of Enis L'chal Lissa B'asa B'cholam, I just want to mention two other kashas that Achreinim have, why there'd be a Din of Enis L'chal Lissa B'asa B'cholam. Why wouldn't particularly the Lashon HaRambam that says that it's not an Issa Kail and not an Issa Meisif. One is Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. Rabbi Kivega asks, why do you say it's an Issa Kail because it's Kail the Cholav? When you had the Chalav and the Vela, so the Chalav and the Vela is Asr, the Cholav is Mutter, now you cook it with Cholav, migli that it's Chal and Issa on the Cholav, it should be Chal and Issa on the Vela or the Chalav. So why is the Rambam saying that it's not an Issa Kail and Issa Meisif? Why wouldn't it be an Issa Kail? Because it's Kail the Chalav. The Chalav becomes Asr with Basr b'Chalav. Let that Asr the Basr. So the Chsam Sefer in Simon Tzadik Beis, he also asks his Kasha. And he says a similar teretz in the Nekuda Niflah. He says, the Gemara early on Daf Kuf Ches had a tzad that Gedi Asr Tzayir V'Lei Chalav. L'Yisamash Gedi B'Chalav Yimai. This is Gedi, this is Basr. There's no Issa Chalav. So even though we pass in the Chalav is also Asr, but the Issa Chalav is B'Teitzah of the Issa Basr. It's not another Issa. The Issa Chalav is B'Teitzah of the Issa Basr. So since the Gabi the Basr we'd say in Issa Chal Issa, so male the Issa won't be Chal on the Chalav. That's why there's no Issa Chal. That's like the Ksam Sefer Chiddush. But Rabbi Kivega says a Geshmak Eteretz. He says, what if you would take Basr kasher and basr nevela and cook them in chalav. Would you say migli that it's chal on the kasher, basr b'chalav? So who would then it will be chal the issa kail on the nevela? Maybe, but zakta no, because what's answering the kasher is the chalav that's being nivel in the kasher. What you want to answer in the nevela is the chalav that's being nivel in the nevela. Happens to be, both bliyas are happening simultaneously, but it's not the same iser. As I will say, no, you're cooking a chalav, this chalav is asering, no. There's a certain chalav that's getting cooked, that's getting nivla, it's becoming bulua, al yidei bishul in the kasher, and that tak asses. There's other chalav that's getting cooked, that's getting nivla in the nevela. So there is no iser kail, it's not one iser. That's chal, and migli is chal on one thing, like Yom Kippur is chal on one thing, it's chal on the other thing. It's two different things. So he says, Ayva Zay, you can say the same thing with the basr and the chalav. The chalav is asr, because basr becomes nivl in the chalav. The basr is asr, because chalav gets nivl in the basr. So I can't say that migli, that the basr goes and asks the chalav, now the chalav should ask the basr. It's two different things. What's asering the chalav is the basr that's nivlin that chalav. What's asering the basr is the chalav that's going to nivlin the basr. It wouldn't be shayach issa kail v'chagav, that's a b'kiregis teretz. One other kasha, the case who places kasha, sim bezayin sifkat nid gimel, that is before in the sugya in shvuas dafkav dalad, al kapanim according to one side in Taisus, that let's say you make a shvuah that you won't need a chatzi shir of nevela. Shvuah is not chal on nevela, ain't it's a chal iser. But let's say you make a shvuah, you won't need a chatzi shir of nevela. So even though chatzi shir is also min hatera, but since it's only an iser of chatzi shir, it's not a real iser. It's iser deraisa, but it's not the same. And now you're making it into an iser, a regular iser, an iser shvuah, a full iser, so mevela could be chal. Even if you hold ain't it's a chal iser, but an iser of a shir, an iser lav of a shir could be chal an iser of chatzi shir. So in fact, the case of Blasi, Ay Bazai, before the Chalav and the Vela, in order to be Chayiv, you'd have to eat an entire Gezayis. And now that you cook it with the Chalav, so if you eat a half a Gezayis of Chalav and a half a Gezayis of Nevela, you'd be Chayiv. So how is it Chayach and Issa Chalal Isser? You want to be like if eating half a kazayis of nevela now, together with the half a kazayis of chalav. So basim b'chalav would be chal and half a kazayis of the chalav. So why wouldn't you say that it was only us as katsi shev before? Why wouldn't you say b'chay gav ne isa chal isa? As I think the rest of you place him, the erich he blives shver. Pachreinim, chsam sefer and simen tzadik beis, and also the Beis Ephraim says the same teretz. Beis Ephraim says he doesn't even understand the kasha. Basa b'cholov doesn't ask for a chatzi shir. Now that you have a basa b'cholov, so it can mitzdarif with something else. Anytime another isser is supposed to be chal, so if you're going to eat half a gezayis of something which has that other isser and half a gezayis of this, so neither you'd be chayiv. But the pshat is only because you ate a gezayis but tzirif to something else. So it's not the pshat that the basa b'cholov is asking a chatzi shir. It's not. You need a shir, but a shir of what? A shir of basa b'cholov. Before you needed a shear of nevela, and now you want the isra basa b'chalav to be chal, and you'll need a shear of basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav happens to include chalav. But let's say basa b'chalav would only be basa. So could you say it's a chatzi shear? Because if you eat other basa kasher, and then this, that's basa b'chalav, and then this basa b'chalav, now you'd be chayiv, and by nevela, you'd have to eat a kazayis of nevela, you don't say that. The whole din is only if now this chatzi shir alone is going to be aser. And before it was aser only if you ate a shir, and now it's aser if you ate only this chatzi shir, then you say yisr chalal iser. But now that you want to aser al tzvasa b'cholav, it's not aser if you eat a chatzi shir, you need a full shir of aser b'cholav, but a shir of aser b'cholav. Before you needed a full shir of nevela, now you need a full shir of aser b'cholav. That's not the din of an issa being a chatzi, that issa on chatzi shir being chal. It's not a chatzi shir, the issa is on a shir. That's the Achrayim states.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.